12. Poverty-stricken condition. Context. A California Adventist named Abby Simpson wrote to Ellen White in 1904, apprising her of the good progress Adventists were making in their initial efforts to evangelize the blossoming Los Angeles area. Apparently, this sister had a general concern for the welfare of Adventist efforts in other areas as well. Mrs. White replies. July 22, 1904. My dear Sister Blank, today I received and read your very cheering letter. For the good news which it contained, I praise our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Your description of the work being done in Los Angeles agrees with the representations that God has given me. The delay in beginning this work has been very painful to me. But if the work is now carried on in earnest faith, if the truth as it is in Jesus is magnified, if wise personal efforts are made, many souls will be brought from darkness to light. What a work might have been done many years ago. But I thank the Lord for the favorable beginning that has now been made. In the visions of the night, I was bearing a message to our churches, pointing out the work that, as believers, we should at once take up. I related some things that were presented to me in Nashville, just after I had returned from Huntsville. A school for colored people is being carried on in Huntsville, but I was greatly pained while there to see the poverty-stricken condition of the institution. I knew from previous presentations that this was displeasing to God, and that the school was not accomplishing that which He designed it to accomplish. I resolved to bear a plain, clear-cut testimony to our people, telling them that the money spent in the adornment of dress is a misappropriation of God's money, lent us to use in the advancement of His work. Here are our ministers and physicians and missionaries. They labor hard and earnestly, but often they are greatly hindered in their work because the treasury is empty, and they cannot have the facilities necessary for the greatest success of their labors. To us has been entrusted the work of proclaiming the last message of mercy to be given to our world, the message that is to prepare a people to stand in the day of God. Do we realize our accountability? Are we acting our part in the proclamation of this message?